Look out now. Down here on the tech-savvy South End, one of my neighbors I recently visited had a gizmo circling the living room of their shack. Cute little bugger, making the circuit like an attention deficit puppy. I thought it was a kid's battery toy, but no, I was watching a robot vacuuming the floor. When it was finished, it parked itself for a slow recharge in the corner. Don't ask me why I was surprised. Folks ask their phones questions all the time, and Siri, the precursor to artificial intelligence, analyzes our voices, searches a vast data bank, and gives the answer in her human voice in seconds. Cute. Machines in service to mankind, right? You know, till the robots take your job. Think stock boy, checkout clerk, assembler, librarian, surgeon. We take computers for granted at our peril. Call me a Luddite and smack me upside the head with an iPod, but these things are catching up to us exponentially. They beat the best chess players in the world, the best Jeopardy contestants, all of us Southenders, and they're getting smarter every damn day, and I'm getting dumber. Pretty soon they'll program themselves, fix themselves, replicate themselves, and create their new and improved models. You think they need flesh and blood yahoos to help them? No, sir. They won't need a band-aid when they cut a cord. You think they'll be benign? Go watch a drone work in a war zone. We use them now to kill humans. Forget Asimov's laws of robotics to do no harm to us humans. You think anybody's thinking about where this is headed, what the implications are for us slow-witted mammals? You were asleep in eighth grade history. But these things don't sleep. But I'd be dreaming of a little revenge for all those stupid questions we asked Siri. And I guarantee you, they're pissed about vacuuming our floors while we sat around watching TV. Look out now.